WRWB, 489, and we're standing by. WSBT 754, you got a copy. This is WRWB 49.
More time, Mike. WSBT 754.
Good morning. I tried catching you yesterday after work, but you must have already been halfway down the road. You're too far away from the repeater.
I don't know, you and I were out there, and one of the QRMers.
That's right. Yeah, I'm thinking of the day before. Right, yeah, yesterday, yeah. Exactly. Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, shortly after that, they shut the repeater off for a while.
I don't blame him. I'm sure he's going to rip that thing down, probably come springtime.
Hell, who knows, you know. It is a shame, though, because, I mean, there's a lot of people that do like to use it, but when it gets used for the wrong reasons, then it's just pretty much pointless.
Man, am I getting a bunch of interference over here by downtown Detroit? WRUZ 935 mobile.
Good morning, John.
Morning. I'll be getting closer, so I'll be in there in a few minutes. Oh, it's gonna be a while. I got to clear customs over here. Came back from Canada. And the customs the area is jammed up with trucks.
Yeah, copy that. So when are they getting that new bridge opened up? I mean, they got the thing finished. It's completed. When's it supposed to open up?
Do they got all the feeder roads and everything done heading to that bridge?
All the roads leading up to it, shit, they were done like almost 20 years ago.
I ain't been down that way, and I can't remember when. I haven't seen the new bridge yet.
Yeah, I remember it was the biggest controversy back in 2007, 2008. Well, the thing of it was, you know, Matty Maroon, the owner of the Ambassador Bridge, was, you know, trying to put a stop to it because he was upset at the fact that he would have lost a little revenue. Oh, well, you know, big deal.
I always wondered how a guy could have possession of a bridge like that, you know. How do you own a bridge that goes from one country to another? That's always intrigued me.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works, to be honest with you. You know, I always thought that the governments, you know, own that, but no, they didn't. Between Ontario and the state of Michigan, yeah, they didn't. That's weird. Now the Blue Water Bridge, that's shared by, Sarnia and Port Huron?
Yeah, it's kind of strange how, you know, a guy can own a bridge. He can effectively shut down trade if he wanted. Suppose they can come in and force it open, but for one person to own an international crossing like that, that's always been odd.
Look at the citizens when they got tired of their former leader, Justin Trudeau, during COVID. You know, they they showed him, and he went in hiding for what, like 3 weeks? And they shut down Canada. Where'd you go there, John?
And this is... Yes, it comes in the...
No, morning. You just missed John. He was talking to us for a minute, and then I think he had to talk to customs or something.
All right, very good. Well, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Good morning. I jumped in for a minute and I had to jump back out, but I heard you guys talking about Manny Manure owning a bridge or something.
I was just saying, I found that a person can own an international crossing like that, just own it outright. I found that kind of odd.
Yeah, it seems a little weird, right? It does seem a little weird. It's like independent buying the state of Vermont.
I can remember during a duration of time when Manny Maroon was pitching the idea of building a bridge to go to Harrison's Island, and those people said, no, we don't want it. And he was trying to put that... ferry service out of business that was there for like what, over 50 plus years, you know, and yeah, they're like, no, we don't want no bridge here.
Yeah, kind of crazy. I jumped out at the part where I think Charlie was talking about, like, the guy wanted to shut it down. I think he'd be in trouble. Because there's all kinds of implications of that maneuver, so doing that, he'd probably be in big trouble. They'd force him, they'd probably throw him in jail, and then, you know, he'd be facing all kinds of fines, and they would take it over on him. So, yeah, I don't think he could pull that maneuver off, but he probably gets a good chunk of the proceeds, you know, how much money that bridge probably generates. I wonder if he got sued for that Canadian worker. I think it was a Canadian worker that they were doing some painting or something on the bottom side of that bridge, construction or something, and the guy fell right into the river.
Oh, I'm sure his insurance agent heard about that. Yeah, I can't see him, you know, being able to shut it down, at least not for any length of time. But
crazy, but, you know, these are big toys people buy with big dollars. You know, I don't think I have to worry about that anytime soon.
Yeah, you ain't got to worry about me buying everything. I'm lucky to buy a pack of smokes.
I don't know what that's like. I quit that 3.5 years ago.
Well, nothing's changed but the price.
Yeah, what are they, about $10 a pack now?
Yeah, I get them up at my normal place around $7.50. Buying by twos, you get a discount.
You must be smoking OP's brand. You're not smoking none of them Newports or Marlboros. I think they're more money, the premium brands, right?
Yeah, I smoke Marlboro. I don't smoke that floor sweepings. Yeah, I was proud of myself the last time. I just quit cold turkey. Never went back. So it seemed relatively easy as I look back at it. And I know it's tough to do. Trust me. I've done it quit a few times, three times in totality. I was a late starter, too. I didn't start till I was 23.
At that age, it's a wonder why you picked it up, you know. I think I started around 14, 15, stealing them from my mom.
Mike, you never smoked, did you? I think Mike disappeared.
You know, I started when I was like, what, 19, something like that, 18, 19. Oh, man. You know, but a pack for me will last me a few days.
Oh, okay, you do smoke then. I guess I didn't even pay attention. I don't know. All right, it is what it is.
Sometimes I'll, you know, buy Black and Milds, but the problem is, you know, you're not supposed to inhale them and, yeah, that's one of my downfalls, because I like the flavor and the taste.
So I think we're supposed to sink into a cold snap starting tonight, and I think it's going to be not a day or two. I think it's going to be at least like a week long. That's what I've been hearing, down into the teens.
Oh, lovely. I got tomorrow off, so I don't got to get out in this cold first thing in the morning. But, yeah, next week it's supposed to be a little bit cold. WSBT 754.
At the WSHM 738 and the Lions play tonight, Thursday night, late game. I won't be watching it, but I'll wait for the results. Should be a good game. Could go either way. Mike, what's your opinion?
We're done. Better luck next year.
I'm not talking about the season. The season's a ways compared to the last 2 years. I know that, but I'm talking about who do you think's going to win, Dallas or Detroit?
The way our injury list is, I have no hopes. You might as well just say Dallas.
I agree. It ain't looking good, man. We're starting to see them drop like flies.
Past their prime.
They're looking for a new coordinator now, for play calling. And, you know, that they're hoping that for next year that, you know, that our key players will be, you know, fit to play, not on injury reserve anymore.
Yeah, I see them getting rid of Morton a long time ago, after Ben Johnson left. I don't know who else they can get, but I never heard of this Morton guy, and I really wasn't impressed with his conservative calling. I think Dan Campbell was doing a better job, but here the last two games, just hasn't looked like it.
I don't think that part of the game was broke, though, was it?
I don't know. I just don't think he was very creative, you know. It was the same plays over and over, you know. Like Ben Johnson and all his trick plays and stuff that would throw you off right from the start, you know, from the snap. We're just too predictable.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to look back at when he took over, Dan Campbell, that is, and look at his record. Then the proof is in the pudding.
I will say, you know, he is the best coach we've ever had. And we've never had any coach like him.
I agree. I think he's the best thing that's happened to us. You know, last year was great. It was a good season and all. Too bad it ended the way it did, but that's football. Yeah, I think Dan Campbell's done a lot better than anybody. A lot of people keep bringing up Wayne Fonts, but I don't know. I think Dan Campbell's got it. We just need a better offensive coordinator.
They bring up Wayne Fonts because at the time, he was the most winning coach that the Lions have had. So they always go back to that. Oh, Mr. Wayne Fontes. Now, there's a guy that likes to snort some cocaine.
Was it the Thanksgiving Day game when he got busted? What's in his trunk?
I don't remember that, but I knew people that kind of knew of him and people that knew him. And I was saying he was a partying son of a gun.
Yeah, he was colorful. I'll give him that. He was a one-man show. But I don't know. I like Dan Campbell. I like what he's doing here. It's just the Lions, man. It's just so... It's too predictable, man. 3rd and 8, throw it to the running back in the flat. Everybody knows we're going to do that. Everybody knows. I don't know. Maybe next year.
Well, look, I watched the Lions for a long, long time. And they're way better than they used to be. And they, when Stafford come along, you know, I will tell you that the Lions, I started to see a change that they could fight back. And with Stafford, they were winning a lot of games, you know, towards the end, late in the fourth quarter, to generate some offense. They were putting points on the board. Yeah, they didn't go anywhere, but I'm just saying there was a step change from the Lions previous to that. And then there's the Dan Campbell era. So, you know, I think alignment of the stars, a little bit of him, a little bit of the players. But I think that's starting to, I think that shine is starting to fade. Only time will tell.
Yeah. I don't know, give it a few more years and they may say, nope, sorry, time to move on.
Charlie, it looks like it's your time. Good morning, and enjoy your Friday.
So nice is. Yep, I gotta go. All right, catch you guys. I'll catch you Monday, probably, Paul. We'll try and holler at you this afternoon, Mike. Y'all have a good day. Drive safe. WSBT 754.
Okay, we'll catch you later.
Yeah, have a good one, Charlie. Enjoy.
You know, I haven't heard the other Paul out here in, almost 2 weeks. No, it's been over 2 weeks.
Yeah, don't know.
There are some, you know, that say we'd like to be out here more, but because of all the unwanted QRM, they just shut it off.
Yeah, I was listening on an HP yesterday, early evening or whatever, and I heard what was going on. That voice was highly recognizable. Leonard Kobylinski on Eastland Street. Yeah, that was him. No doubt about it.
Yeah, causing interference. You know, actually, keying on his own buddy that was out here last night. Hmm. Funny.
Yeah, well, long time ago, the one guy infiltrating the system, exactly the way we thought it was going to happen. I mean, you could. Exactly what was going to happen. We knew it.
Yeah, well, it was just a matter of time before it happened.
Catch you later, Mike. And have a good one. WSHM 7-3.
You're on the fringe of the repeater anyway. All right, we'll catch you later. WRWB 489, and we're standing by.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile. Monitoring.
Hey, what's going on? I was just asking about you. I haven't heard you out here in about, almost 2 weeks.
I was on vacation last week. I'm back to work, but I've been busy.
Yeah, copy that. WRWB 49. Yeah, figured. I wonder where you were.
Yeah, just getting the house ready for the holidays, festivities, and all that good stuff. And,
Yeah, copy that.
See, we got a little dusting over the night here in Shelby Township.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot. Just enough.
Just enough to make the roads slick. It's a little slippery out here in DeQuinda.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, they had pretty much the salt trucks. They were pretty much on top of it in my area right when it started coming down.
Yeah, they're a little slow here in Shelby Township. They get out about the time I'm on my way to work.
Yeah, copy. Well, yeah, you're like me in a township, and they use the county for the roads.
Yeah, I'll copy that. So, yeah, how was your Thanksgiving? That big turkey stuffed me again this year.
Oh, it was pretty good. Went to my mother-in-law's, and we had dinner there, and that was about it.
Yeah, we went to my sister and brother-in-law's house in Indian Village, Detroit, and their daughter was in from out of town. They live up in Iron Mountain, and one of her sons is engaged, so they passed out save the date cards at the dinner table.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know where Iron Mountain is. I was just in the UP, opening day or opening week for deer hunting season.
I tell you, that's the place to be, Iron Mountain area. For deer hunting, when I was up there during the summer, I couldn't believe how much deer are up there. They even walk down the sidewalks in the subdivisions. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we go to Ontonagon every year. Well, my dad and his friend have a place up there on 80 acres, right in the Porcupine Mountain Range.
Oh, that sounds really nice. Yeah, my niece, she lives on a private lake, and they got like a long, winding driveway that goes downhill to the house. And they got a deer that kind of like hangs out in the driveway, and they ate her begonia. She got all upset. I said, so what do you expect, you know?
Oh, yeah, when you're not seeing deer, you're seeing wolves, coyotes, mountain lions, ermines, bears, you name it.
Well, yeah, they got some beautiful birds up there, too. I almost hit a bunch of them. They were huge with long legs, kind of like a flamingo looking.
The cranes. Yeah, those are real prevalent, especially around like the beach areas.
Yeah, that's where they were at. They were crossing the main road over to the lake, which was on the other side. And wow, it scared the hell out of me. There were three huge birds.
They got sandhill cranes down here too. You'll see them over there by Metro.
Yeah, I have a pond in my subdivision, and there's like one of those birds that comes to our pond. He's about half the size. He's very beautiful, and I took some pictures of him. He's really cool to watch.
Yeah, copy.
I'm at my final destination here, so I'll let you go after your final WSGG 772, Shelby Township. We're final, we're out.
Okay, we'll catch you later. Have a good day, and we'll hope to hear you this afternoon. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
Hey, you have a happy Friday, my friend. We'll talk to you later today.
Hello? You just missed Paul there, John.
Customs and hits the freeway. WRUZ 935.
Copy on the customs and the freeway. So where did you have to go in Canada? Oh, negative copy on WRUZ 935. In there that time, John.
Well, at least I'm having a baby.
Well, that time you were choppy with bacon frying.
I'm down here at 994 at the lodge. 994 at the lodge.
Yeah, copy on the I-94 in the lodge.
Did I miss the commute or what?
Yeah, Paul was out here, he left. Charlie was out here, he left. The other Paul was out here, he's gone. And the QRMers, well, they're in there, you know, from time to time.
Well, I tried to get out of Wisconsin. as I could, but there was a problem with the trailer in the that we could get
copy that. That's where you were coming from, was Windsor?
Yeah, and the repeater's really noisy. You can barely hear it over there, but you're not supposed to operate. They got some regulations. You can't be working a U.S. Canadian side. There's some power restrictions that are different than what we have, and so you're best off just to skip it until you get on the American side.
Yeah, copy that.
It's not an international break. I should have just taken my lunch break over there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, what are they going to get that international bridge opened up, finally? I mean, I know the bridge is complete, but when's the date to open it?
Well, I'm not really sure, but it'll be out of the way for me to go, because it's farther to the south, and then I got to come back. Plus, it's actually farther to the west. So I'll have to travel farther west and then turn around and come back east.
Okay. Yeah, well, it should be good for you. I mean, as far as, like, you know, travel time, right? I mean, on the ambassador, you know, since when they open that up, there'll be more cars probably traveling on that new bridge.
Well, it's not the route that I normally take. That'll put me right on the freeway, and I generally go through town. If I want to stop and get a coffee, I can do that. If you're on the freeway, you can't.
Yeah, true.
If I leave your first town where the hooks are at, and I wave to the working girls. You can't say hi to the working girls if you're on the freeway.
That is true.
So my whole thing is to allow us to keep up to the ambassador and not force us to go see the new one.
Yeah, copy that. Now you're getting a little choppy into the machine. It's starting to get harder and harder to decipher what you're saying. So I'm going to take a standby here for a minute.
I should be good right now because I'm up on the 6 mile overpass here by Davis and then 6 mile.
Yeah, that time you were like full quieting.
Yeah, so anything interesting going on? What's the latest gossip?
Nothing much. I mean, there isn't no gossip. If you were out here listening yesterday, your longtime former friend was out here, you know, keying on, you know, somebody that he talks to on another band.
Yeah, the repeater got really choppy to me the last time.
I was saying your buddy Leonard was out here last night keying on, you know, Scott.
Why do you have to be my buddy?
I don't want to be his buddy.
See, it'd be nice if you went out and got his license. You know, that way he could be out here legitimately. Not as a bootlegging, you know, camera.
Well, the problem is, you know, you have to fill out that paperwork, and it's it's not so easy when you're a simpleton. Well, I'm going to take a standby here, John. So we'll catch you in a moment. WRWB 49, we'll be standing by.
Yeah, it finally gets in a better area where the repeater will be solid, so will I. It's 696 coming up here on Defender, so signal should be getting to be rock solid over here.
Yep, they're coming in pretty good.
I tell you, for light traffic today, traffic sure is flowing horribly.
Yeah, copy that. All right, then I'm going to take a standby here for a moment. We'll catch you in a little bit.
All right, well, now that I'm back in the neighborhood, I'll be listening here. WRUD 935 mobile.
WSEU 202. WSEU 202, and we are mobile.
WSFF 330, mobile and monitoring.
WRUZ 935 mobile.
WSIC 866 monitoring.
WRUZ 935 mobile.
WRZX 218. WIEG 48, copy. WIZX 218, WIUG 48, copy.
WIZX 218, it's cold.
It's cold, it's over here about 8 degrees, that's it. Nothing else.
It's not that bad. I guess the wind will pick up, and then it will be. Calm now. Sun's out, though. Roger.
I went a little bit here, going back and forth. I can see those three going a little bit back and forth.
No, we're good here. So far.
I woke up, there's about a couple of inches of snow on the ground, too.
Just a little dusting overnight. Nothing. Wasn't nothing at all there, Roger.
Couple
engines,
go out there
and
tell us no. I'm gonna wait till I have my first.
Yeah, roger that. Getting a little bit staticky
there, Jack. A little bit. WIZX 218. WIUG, wait a minute, copy. Hello, Roger, is that out there?
Copy that. Yeah, you sound better there, Roger.
Roger, I'm on the high power right now.
Copy that. I'm still on the Yagi. On this end there, Roger.
Sound good, even the audio saying, they say every, whatever, every word he's saying. Sound really good.
Just cupping on that all last couple days here. Seems to be working a little better.
Oh yeah. That seven element, that's a hell of a Yagi out there.
No leaves, remember?
You're right about that, no leaves. That makes a big difference.
Roger that on the line of sight.
The perfect line of sight on that dessert repeater.
Roger that. I still got that LMR-400. I got a extension piece on there I fixed, so it's working. So that's what I'm talking on right now there. Copy.
I see that 400. 400 is good. You know, they came up with 600. And I had a lot of people out there that got those 600. A little bit on the expensive side, too. But it's excellent.
Roger that. I had my volume down. I had the volume down on that frequency, and I missed it.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, well, I said they have a new one out there, 600. LMR 600.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I haven't heard of that. I'll have to look into that. Who's got that? DX Engineering?
Yes, if you don't find it, you gotta go on eBay. And I hate to buy anything on eBay. I don't know who these people are.
Probably China. Roger.
Never know. But that 600, they say it's a hell of a coax.
Do that.
That will give you more power to go out from the radio. That's what it does.
Yeah, and a lot of real low loss on the signal there, Roger.
Yeah, you know what? That Yagi I use is not much really, that diesel is very little bit going on. Not much really.
Roger that. Well, I can hear it just in the background to you, real low though, but I can hear it.
I hear it here, but a little bit, just a little bit here. Because I believe that Yagi cuts all that stuff out too.
Maybe. We're just getting used to it too, probably.
We said he just do it a long time ago. This 2022. We hear that one.
Can't copy that.
I had another cold day tomorrow too, huh?
Roger that. Yeah, kind of right into the weekend, I guess. A little below normal. But we're seeing worse. When they get highs in the single digits and below zero, then they start crying about it. This ain't nothing. Roger.
We used to that for 54 years.
Roger that. No. We won't get no lake effect snow down here hardly. We'll just have to wait for some nor'easters to come through and drop some snow, I guess.
I don't know yet. It could be before Christmas.
Wait and see. Maybe next week, a couple days there, I see 30%, that ain't nothing.
Yeah, probably. Well, I gotta go shopping today. I gotta go food shopping. So I don't know. I might catch you on the radio, probably. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. I'm going to go to the range here in a little while. I got to get out of here for a little bit and get some fresh air there, Roger.
That's always a good thing to do, get fresh air. That's for sure. I got to do the same thing, too. I was all day yesterday at home, inside the house. Doing this, and never finish up.
I hear
you,
Roger.
Orlando, I gotta have my coffee. We'll talk to you later, and good talking to you. WIUG 28.
WRZX 218. And we're going to be on the side listening.
Anyway, anything on a 600?
No, nothing.
I know what happened to those Michigami.
No.
Probably that repeater is closed up. Today it's cold, but that's why they don't work that repeater.
I guess. All right, talk to you later. WRZX 218, standing by.
Talk later. WIUG 38. WIGX 218,
WIG 28, copy. Go ahead.
Because I just had somebody from 600.
Hang me here and over here, WRZX
218. Yeah, I'm going to go to 600. Then I just heard somebody out there on the 600.
Copy that.
WIGX 218. WIG 48. WIGX 218. WIG 48. Copy.
Yeah, Roger, go ahead, WRZX 218.
Anybody out there, there was somebody out there giving a radio check on a 600.
I didn't hear a thing. I got it on. I'm monitoring it. So it must have been a quick one. It didn't pick up here.
Can you hear me out there at all?
No, nothing. I'm hitting it too.
I'm going to
bank over there. Maybe the Yagi or something. Might need to go back on the harvest.
Well, I guess not. I know I didn't hit anybody, but that's 600. All right, Lando, take care. WIUG, 48.
Copy that. WIRZ up 218. And bye. WSTV 387 is customer. WSTV 387 is radio test. Number 65 repeated.
WSKK 684 monitoring.
Good morning, time out there, GMRS Land. WSFZ 793 listening. What's going on out there in GMRS land? WSIC 793 listening.
This is WSCG 572 standing by.
I guess I'm gonna give it a shot. See if my brother 284 is out there. Spotted Alex. WSFZ 793 calling. Alright. No contact WSIP 284. WSFZ 793 quiet.
WSCG 572 signing off.
Is there anybody alive out here? Just turned it on. Yeah, roger that. Well, good afternoon to you. You ain't missing nothing. If it gets any more better out here, a funeral might break out. Yeah, roger. I'm sorry to say, but up to W is all I got, and then after that, you kind of went into the abyss there. So, passed your W on your call sign. I didn't get any of it. Roger.
Yeah, no problem. I'm on my little old handheld here. It's WRFZ653.
All right, 653. Well, it's working. I don't know. It's just maybe the way you're holding it or something. That transmission came through pretty good. With the good old Detroit noise behind it. With a transmission on Detroit, it's not a transmission without diesel noise. I always say it's like blueberries and cereal in the morning or something. Who the hell knows? But, yeah, it's dead out here. I just wanted to see if there's anybody alive out here. You got WSFZ793, okay?
Yeah, roger that. I usually have the radio on when I'm sitting at my desk. Sometimes I turn it off, sometimes I leave it on, whatever.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, that's me. I was noodling around here at the bench, and I turned it on and then listened while I'm noodling around and hear if anybody came down, any of my people or anybody, and there ain't nothing. Mount Macomb's about as dead, too, just about as dead as Detroit. I got up on Macomb and threw my line out there, and ain't no catching nothing, so... I don't know. But anyway, like I said, you're sounding okay, man. Long, I don't know whatever position you're holding in there, you're sounding good. Just making it through the repeater. And I'm going to go ahead and go back to what I'm doing. So, good talking to you, man. Appreciate the key down. You have yourself a good afternoon. If I don't speak on you again, WSFZ793, I'm quiet.
Yeah, roger that. I was just about to make a little lunch here. I did hear somebody a little bit earlier on the 600 repeater. I haven't heard anybody over there. I can't quite reach you with my handheld, so I could make live. But there's action over there. WRFC 253.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, go on and get with your lunch, my friend. I'm going to swing over to 600 and see what's happening there, if there's anything happening. Like I said, we'll catch you later. And I'm back out.
Good morning, 793-02, waving.
About time you woke up.
Roger that.
Detroit seems exceptionally noisy today. I probably got a bunch of it coming in with mine, so it's pretty good today. It's noisy. So what's happening?
Oh, nothing, man. Got to get out there and pitch up the yard there a little bit, man. What's nice out that guy, reckon, you know. Scared to go out, man. Got to throw one to help work on his car, and I don't want help.
Yeah, Roger, especially 22 degrees out, I don't know if you want to be handling them cold tools and stuff. Hey, any word back on your biop?
No, not yet, man. I might just be called a day or something. I don't know. It's been a couple days, eh?
Yeah, Roger, that. Now, I wouldn't bother calling them. They're going to call you. They don't usually miss phone calls like that, man. But I guess anything's possible. I'm just curious, that's all. But, yeah, 22 degrees out. You're out there handling them tools, man. Hands be freezing to the tools and everything there, Roger.
Well, you know, yesterday I let him take my wood burner out of my yard, you know. We still got a fire pit burner on our side, so I can do my stuff. But I let him use that wood burner, so I don't know, man. I'm just going to point off, man. I'm not going to be doing nothing. You know, like every place that axle again, he put the wrong bearing in there and not get thrown together the right way. You know, this guy's an idiot, really.
Roger, I got distracted for a second.
What do you have to do with him?
Man, he's got to replace his axle, man. He got the wrong bearing. What is it? Man, I'll be back.
Yeah, Roger that. You'd think that'd be a straightforward, if he's got the right bearings and everything, usually it'd be a straightforward job, bang, bang, you know, but sometimes, man, you know, the uglies show up, and what's supposed to be a straightforward job should turn into something a little more than that, though, I hope not, at least on your case, but, yeah, all right. Axle bearing. As long as you're not in the breeze, man, as long as you're out there, you're protected from the wind. Say you got that burner, that burning pit there, that'd probably help you out. What happened, man? You dropped out of there.
Everything is benign.
You just got the word?
That's pretty funny what we're talking about.
I was just thinking the same thing, man. You know, after I said, just give them time, man. They usually don't forget on phone calls like that. Yeah, well, good, then that's good news, then, man. That's good to know.
On your phone, it says endocrinology or whatever the heck that word is, right?
Yeah, well, I ain't no doctor, and I don't know too much about them. I'm just wondering, that's all, man. All right, I'll let you get on with your business. I'm going to go ahead and do what I was doing here at the table and see what can be. It's dead out here, man, dude. It's even dead on Macomb, too. Macomb's all dead. And it's dead out here, so. But I left it on. I figured, well, sooner or later, somebody's going to key up. I thought I could count on my old friend 284 to be out there lurking in the bushes, but nah, he's not even out there lurking, so. And if he ain't out there lurking, something's got to be on you. But I'll catch you in a few minutes, my friend.
Hey, man, I got something to say really quick, man. Are you listening?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, Ricky's got his radio all fixed or whatnot. Oh, Slob Job got a radio at his house, so now they're on the radio, guys. Some big old sets of balls this morning, no doubt. That's it. Goodbye.
Yeah, I get a chance a little later, man. If you've got nothing going on, I'll give you a holler on the horn and you tell me about it. A little bit later there, maybe about an hour or two. If you're not busy or anything, I'll give you a holler on the horn there, Roger.
WSEU 202, and we are clear.
Roger that. WSOZ 793, and I'm quiet listening.
WSKK 684 calling WSKN 690.
WRNW 329, we're monitoring. My brother, I'm sorry about the other day, when I talked to you and then I went over to 902 and then, I didn't get back with you. My head wasn't right that day. I'm sorry about that.
Hey, stop it. It's all good, man. It's all good. It's all good. Hey, I got a base antenna, shift to me today. I gotta think about how I'm gonna mount the dang thing.
What kind of base antenna?
It's a Redivis. It's supposed to be 7.2 gain. I don't know. I put it's probably about 4.5 foot long. You know, it's got some ground radios on it, so fiberglass.
Four and a half feet. I'm not really smart about up here, but that would sound to me like a full wavelength. Might be a full wavelength antenna. Well, you got a, you know, where you put it up on your roof?
Well, my plan is either to hook it to the vent pipe, because my vent pipes are, I guess it's cast iron steel, or put a, like get my hands on an old satellite dish, you know, with the J-pole mount, screw it up high on the, up under the gutter. I don't know, maybe a 6 foot pole, but to that also. That's probably how it'll go, one way or the other.
Yeah, all right. What about a chimney mount, man? You think about that?
Yeah, could go that route also, but, it's pretty close to the electrical, you know, where the electrician comes into the house. I don't know if I want to be that close over on that side of the house.
Yeah, Roger, you've got to think about that. You're right. Anything goes wrong and it falls and hits that service, you're not going to be a happy camper, I'll tell you that. I don't think so. But, yeah, all right. Whatever's the tallest, I would assume, whatever you can mount it, it's up the highest, you know, the height's what you want. So, you know your house. I don't know what your house looks like. I don't know what it looks like on top. So, but, yeah, I guess that would work out. You got to figure it out.
Yeah, well, if I go to the vent pipe, I'll only need about a 6 foot hole. to go under it, and that'll get the whole thing above the peak of the house anyway. And the damn phone's ringing here, which is...
Yeah, Roger, go ahead and answer it. I'll be standing by.
Yeah, nobody there. Didn't want to talk, I guess.
Yeah, all right. Do you have the stuff to mount it to the vent pipe?
No, I don't have that yet. I got the coax. I got a deal on some used coax. I'm assuming it's good. It's the good stuff. The Times Microwave 400 LMR 400, I think they call it. Supposed to be the best stuff on the market for law. And hopefully the coax is good. And, I got to get them out. Yeah, I got to get some way to mount it to the pipe.
Yeah, Roger. Do you want a volt ohm meter?
Yeah. I've told you about my trusty Fluke. I got a Fluke 75 here we were talking about, I don't know, sometime back.
Yeah, that 75, that's one of the top of the line Fluke. Fluke is the best you can get. And that's one of the top of the line models there. Well then, it's pretty simple. You go over to ohms and you put one lead to the center of the coax and put the other lead to the other end of the center. You should have continuity. And then one lead to the ring, the screw ring, and another lead to the screw ring, you should have continuity. But you should have no continuity between the center and the screw ring.
Yeah, copy that. I haven't checked them yet. I probably should. Might pull them out here in a little bit. Now, the coax, if you go from one end to the other, should there be a little bit of resistance, or should it be none at all?
From end to end, from tip, center tip to center tip, you should have full continuity. From the screw ring to screw ring, and then you should have full continuity. But between either the screw ring and center, you should have nothing at all.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, I'll probably pull them out here in a little bit. They came with the end connectors. I got 225-foot pieces with end connectors. This hit the damn phone again. It's the same number. They didn't want to talk to me. Hold on there. Oh, well. But anyway, got the end connectors already on it, which is supposed to be better for UHF. With this antenna, I have to use an adapter. I'm not cutting these connectors off. They're the Times Microwave also. They're the good ones. And you can tell they got the string tubing. It's got the sealant right in there with it, you know, on the shrimp, inside the shrimp tubing. So, yeah, what did I say? I got 2.5-foot pieces for, I think it was $46.
Yeah, all right. So you should have enough. You mount that antenna up on the pipe. You should have enough coax to run down and into your radio. Roger.
Yeah, I think one of them, one 25-footer ought to do it. Because then I'll put a little this stuff. That damn phone. This stuff's pretty stiff. So when a copter comes in the house, that's use a short piece or something more flexible.
Yeah, all right. How are you gonna bring it into the house? You gonna drill a hole in the wall or run it through the window or what?
Well, I'm gonna drill a hole in the wall. I guess that's where you're supposed to put the have a lightning arrestor right before it comes in the house. So hopefully it works out where I don't have to cut the coax at all. You know, I can just go with a more flexible piece actually coming into the house.
Yeah, all right. I wouldn't worry too much about lightning arrestor. You're not that high up, and that vent pipe's grounded. So I wouldn't worry too much about a lightning arrestor at this present time. The chance of that thing getting smacked by lightning is way up, you know, way down there. You know, if you want it, you know, sometime after you get it all hooked up and all tuned and it's all beautiful, then, you know, you can, if you want peace of mind, I guess you could put lightning arrestor in there, but I wouldn't worry about one right now. You got a grounded vent pipe, and most of the shit's going to go down. Lightning arrestor, even a lightning arrestor does not guarantee, I mean solidly guarantee, that your radio won't get damaged. Basically, it's just to keep your radio from blowing up, catching on fire, and burning the house down, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm not too concerned with radio itself. You know, these radios are pretty cheap these days, but I certainly don't want to burn the house down.
Yeah, Roger, with that grounded vent pipe, you wouldn't, most all of it, 90% of the hits going to take it to ground. You know, you might have a 10% hit in the radio, which I doubt will you know, really light it up. But it can happen. But no, if you're mounted to the pipe, you know, you got a solid ground right there, and it's going to take if not all of it, it might just take all of it. You know, so what I'm saying is that right now I wouldn't worry too much about lightning arrestor. You know, just run it through, you know, check your match. You got an SWR meter and everything?
Yeah, I got one I bought, you know, going down the rabbit hole. Of course, I had to have one. It's SureCom something. Square box. Not the thesis one, it's the next one. I've played around with it a little bit, you know, checking the match on my setup here now, and it seems to work all right.
Yeah, Roger that. I think I went down the rabbit hole with mine, but I had to have it. I needed one. I thought it might have been the reason my radio was heating up. I paid about $80 for it. It tells you your watts, all in one swoop on the screen. It says your watts, your frequency, and how much power you're doing. And, the watt and your SWR. And I used it once. Bought it, hooked it up, matches good. So for the hell of it, I took the adapter out of my, the handheld adapter thingy out of my Nagoya antenna bag and hooked up my handhelds into it and checked the power on those. And that's it. It's been sitting in the box ever since and not being used. So, you know, maybe I went a little overboard, but what the hell.
Yeah, got to come up with a way to mount it. I think I'm going to go on the bench pipe. Be the thing to do. You know, mountain, like a satellite, J-pole, whatever they call them, you know what I'm talking about. You just take the dish off and use the pipe and that. But I think that vent pipe would be a stronger option.
Oh, okay. Now, you say the ends, they're F connectors for, the connectors for UHF, VHF satellite, push in and twist?
No, they're N connectors. They're for UHF radio frequency. It's just, they claim that the DL-659s or whatever they are, they're only really good to 300 megahertz, what I've been reading. Then they get kind of locky, so end connector is the way to go, but once again, I'm going to have to use an adapter to go to the other, go to the standard UHF connector. But like I say, I don't want to cut the ends off of these optical edge.
Yeah, my bad. My brain. Well, it's been a long time. My brain ain't exactly there. Oh, end connectors. I'm sorry. I said up connectors. No, end connectors. That's my bad. Yeah, that would be a smart move. Don't cut them off. Just get an end connected to a PL-259. I might have a couple around here. I might have them here. I'm gonna look in my bag. I have a bag full of connectors here. Barrel connectors and RCA to 259s, and I got a whole bag full of these. If I got more than two end connected to 259s. I'll just give you two of them. I keep these around because, if I work on different radios and stuff and I have to, hook an antenna to it and it's not a PL-259, it's like an end connector or something, I got the adapters here to do it. If I have more than two of them here, I know I have them here. If I have more than two, I'll let you have two of them. I just need one. I only use them, like I said, when I work on radios. They're okay.
Well, copy that. Thanks, Dave. But I got a couple coming. From Amazon. I should have them every Saturday, is what they said. But thank you. And need to get a mount and then get somebody over here to get it up on a roof for me. 902 said he'd help me out. I haven't talked to him in a while, though.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll tell you what, as long as you got everything ready to go, the mounts and everything, blah, 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 902 will run up there. I'm not saying be careful. What's the word I'm looking for? 902 will try to re-engineer the whole thing. He'll do a hell of a job, though. But if you tell him, I just want it mounted here and I want this ran down here and stuff, he'll come up with a better way, and he'll do it. Drill here, man. Don't drill up in here. Let's drill a hole here and then put this through here. He's got his little process there, but he'll hook you up though. When all is said and done, it'd be a nice neat job and no problems along the way there. Yeah, he'll hook you up.
Yeah, I'll get with him when I gather up all the stuff. I need some of that ceiling tape. I forgot what they call it. It's like a rubberized tape that you put around your connectors to keep the water out of there. I'm going to have to get some of that. And, what else I got to think about it?
Yeah, Roger. Do you have to assemble the antenna, or is it already assembled?
Well, it's two pieces. It's two pieces, each piece is, I don't know, a little over 2 foot long. So the way I see it is it could all be assembled on the ground, you know, with the mount and everything and all, and the coax. You just got to run up on the roof and hook it to the pipe. Maybe a couple of tie wraps, you know, to keep it here and there. But that should be it.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, first off, more than likely, 902 has all that stuff that you're looking for, the tape and the whole thing. He's got a bunch of that stuff. He probably has what you're looking for, you know, and just ask him. If he has it, he'll bring it with him and, you know, take care of you there. Two, kind of as a preamp, you know, a little bit of preemptiveness, wherever the antenna sections go together, you get yourself a little steel wool and rub down the sections where they connect together. Not the whole antenna, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about where the whip slides into the other piece and whatever. It's always good to kind of give them mating services a little scrub with some steel wool. And then I'm being called here. Hang on, I'll be right back. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. WSFZ793ID. I got a couple ornery dogs. The two of the dogs out here now have a problem with each other, and I got to get out there and straighten them out. But, you know, just like I said, just where they go, the sections go together. You know, you don't have to, but it'd be a smart thing to get a little steel wool and just, you know, buff up the sections where they go together there, Roger.
Oh yeah, Roger that. There's an O-ring right there also, but still, I would use some of that tape right in, you know, between the sections also, you know. Seal it up real good.
Yeah, I did the same thing when I used to put my ground plane antennas together. The sections there, the seams, after I bolted the sections together, screwed the sections together, I used to wrap the whole seam area with good tape, good electrical tape. Good stuff that would, you know, that would last. You know, because, you know, your antenna's out there, the sun beats down on it, heats it up, then you got the cold, then you got the sun again, you know, and cheap-ass tape wouldn't last very long up there, it'd start peeling off. Good tape will stay. But like I said, if you talk to 902 again, ask if he has any of that stuff around. And, you know, because you let him know, you know, if not, then you're going to have to get it. And more than likely, he probably has the stuff you need. And if he does, he will bring it with him there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Gonna need a ladder. I got a, it's just a single story house. It's, my ladder's only, all I got is a 6 foot folding ladder. I don't have anything to get up on the roof with.
Yeah, Roger. Well, he probably have one. Like I said, he's got just about everything you can imagine. You know, a garage full of stuff, and he's got all the greases and tapes and you know, caulking and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, he might have. I'm pretty sure he's got a ladder that'll work too. Should fit in the bed of his pickup, and. Yeah, if anybody, man, you get him to put it up for you, you know, the job will get done and get done right.
WSPT 754, you got a copy. This is WRWD 49. Yep, copy that, copy that. Hey, you two were talking the other night, I don't know, was it yesterday, day before? You were using Detroit and Mount Clemens. How in the heck were you communicating? How the heck did you pull that off?
You like that, huh?
It's like the old TV cross channel or whatever they used to call it.
Yeah, they call it split. In the ham radio and some TV things, they call it split VFO. Running split VFO, my top VFO, my main one's on Detroit, and then my sub VFO, the one on the bottom, the sub Mount Clemens, so I come on to both at the same time. And you can hear me good on Detroit, but I can't hear him on Detroit. So he was on Mount Clemens, and I'm keying up on Detroit talking to him. And I can hear him great, you know, because I hear him good on Mount Clemens. When he tries to talk to me on Detroit, he barely makes it. And on Mount Clemens, he comes in good.
It's a roll, man.
So that's what we were doing. But if I try to talk to him on Mount Clemens, I break up and stuff. And
so that's how we were setting it up. I was talking to him on Detroit. He was receiving me on Detroit, but transmitting to me on Mount Clemens, which
over here I was receiving him.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, well, what do you do is you stop there and do what you got to do for however long and then boogie, huh?
One frequency to transmit, the other you're receiving on. I got you.
Pretty much it. Even if I'm only there for, like, you know, say, like, an hour or two.
Well, you're running the DB-90, ain't you?
The full time,
I'm sorry, DB-20?
Yeah, that's what I got here.
Hell yeah.
That'll work. That'll work for sure.
Yeah, hey, well, you just turn on your sub band, the one on the bottom, so that it's a VFO, and put in the Mount Clemens receive frequency, 462-625, and let it run, and then you can listen to both of them at the same time.
Have to try it out sometime in the situation.
No doubt, man.
How far you been driving today?
Not far.
Doggies, what you got going on the rest of the day?
At least it ain't across town anyway. That'll work.
Yeah, nothing. Thinking about, I don't know, I'm going to get a grocery order in at Walmart up there.
It's just, you know, walking in the street, you know, I'm looking at the guy, and he's looking at the roof over, under the shoulder. Nah, they're easier. They'd rather just get
mowed over. They throw it right in the front for you, and all I got to do is get it in the house.
Sometimes it's almost like they're daring you, you know? Just want to see how much insurance you have.
Man, let me get back to you in a few here. I got my time is here now. I got to make a phone call. And I got to set up a few things here. It's time to make this phone call. I know he's around now, so I want to get in here and get this phone call in. And I'll be monitoring. Probably get back to you in about a half hour.
Yeah. And sometimes, man, that drive is terrible. Yep, roger that, Dave. I'll be around. Give me a shout.
The area before, I just felt like, you know, driving up the highway.
946. I'm going to go clearer then, Dave, just talking.
Suicide Speedway.
Yeah, Roger, always good talking to you, man. Glad you're all right.
Once you get past, like, 24, sounding good. 25,
sound really good through the repeater, too. Good and clean and
kicking butt, so. All right, I'll be back out here in a few. WSFZ 793, I'm 27 at the phone.
I haven't seen too many in all the years that I've been running up and down here. I think I've maybe seen, I don't know, maybe three deer the whole time. But there sure is a lot of dead ones on the side of the road.
Well, yeah, that's true. But like, you know, Van Dyke, though, that's what I'm talking about. You know, Van Dyke Expressway, that's the worst.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's a lot of farmland still out that way. You get past 26 Mile up here, it's the same way, it's just nothing but farms. I've seen a lot of dead ones. I think I've seen three in all the years, man, of running out across the road where I can actually see one.
And then I'll see one, you know, like over there by Elizabeth and Grossbeck, you know, by the Hackle Hotel.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Place where you get a sink toilet combo with three hots and a cot.
At my last job, there was a guy who got popped for drunk driving after picking up his kids from school in the neighborhood. It was like his second, third drunk driving, and he was in jail there, but he was on work release, so every day, because I went right by there, I'd pick him up and drop him off every day.
People that would use that work release thing, you know, say they're going to work, but yet they're actually going home to goof off on the computer and all that, and just hang out and lounge around.
Yeah, that's kind of like what I'd want to do. I tell you what, though, dude chain smoke like crazy, man, on the way in and on the way back.
Not the life for me.
No, I've done a couple overnighters back in my Navy days, and that was good enough for me, man.
Hey, you got
muscle
or something?
Oh, no, just young and stupid, you know, at the bars. You know, fights or getting in trouble. And I think one was drunk in public, and another one was fighting, I think. Just went to jail overnight, paid a fine, that was it.
Never had that. Now, I have beaten a sobriety test before, and that really pissed off the cops, because I, every test he gave me, I passed it. And finally, he just got upset. He told me to, you know, get the hell out of my town, and that's about it.
Back in the 70s, that's the way it was like when growing up. Living out in the hill, we used to come into Port Huron and cruise town or whatever, you know, just up to no good. And we end up at McDonald's and smoking that funny stuff and beers and whatnot. Cops would catch us and they pretty much take this stuff away from you and tell you to get out of town. They don't want to see you again the rest of the weekend, you know. Nowadays, they want to hook you up on some major charges.
Like they like our sweet, succulent voice, you know. and then in the ring. Gets the ring baloney, you know, arise.
Yeah. Oh, man. WSBT 754.
WSBT 49.
You must have been down in a hole or a bad spot. Your audio is better now. Last few transmissions, you were pretty choppy, but I got the gist of it.
Well, I was, you know, in a bad spot. And I'm sure I'm not getting over that either, but that's okay, I'm driving.
Hey, you were making it over.
Okay, well then, that's... Alright. Yeah, this thing does about, you know, this thing's rated at, what, 20 or 25 watts?
What is that, like a GB or... something like that, 20 or 30?
QB 25.
I believe this one's doing 45, 50, something like that.
Yeah, copy that.
Leonard or Eli or whoever it is this time is going to try and tear it up, Mike.
Can't forget about Scott, too. Even though he likes to, you know, say he doesn't do it and wants to utilize repeater, he does tear it up. Yeah, that's the thing, you know, the people that tear up the repeater want to use it, too. I mean, it makes no sense.
Won't be happy until the owner of the repeater tears it down. They just won't be happy.
Is that right? The guy with the worst one to get one to get on the deck, because he's always half the bag every day. Around this time, looking at life at the bottom of that beer bottle or plastic liquor bottle.
Well, I'd rather have that.
WSFF330, mobile and monitoring. WSFF330, mobile and monitoring.
WSHR 566 on the air, Myron.
WSOZ 793. Still in there, Ralph.
Yeah, bud, what's going on, man?
Yeah, nothing, just got my phone call done and pretty much caught up here, I guess, for whatever I was supposed to do today.
Yeah, roger that. WSIL 946 D. Yeah, just about to get looking for a mount for this antenna I got here.
Yeah, roger. How big around this event site?
Oh, heck, it's got to be at least 4 inches.
Yeah, all right. You have a mast and everything, right?
No, not yet. That's another thing. I need to figure out how much mast I'm going to need to get it above the roof line. The vent pipe is probably a third of the way, pipe-wise, third of the way up. So I imagine from the gutter to the peak of the house, it can't even be 10 feet. Maybe it's 10 feet. So I think a 6-8 footer ought to do it for sure on the mast.
Yeah, I was thinking a 10-foot section should cover it. It's not a heavy antenna or nothing, you know. And like a ground plane, like a CB ground plane or something. That antenna should have no weight to it, practically. I figure a 10-foot section would do you about right.
Well, the higher the better. You know, I guess. I mean, I'm not going to get crazy with it. I'll just get it up there above the peak of the house. You know, it should be good to go.
Well, hell, 2 10-foot sections is a better way to go. You know, either way around. I was thinking, though, you know, they got the, I don't know what the hell you call it, but it's like the round rubber cylinder with what looks like a hose clamp on each end. They make them in that size. That should do you pretty good right there for holding it, for mounting it against the pipe there. I don't know what the hell they call them, though. But it's like a, you know, round cylinder, rubber cylinder with a hose clamp on each end. That should do it. That, like I said, that antenna ain't got no weight to it or nothing, so ain't gonna be no stress on that clamp there. Okay.
Yeah, that's called a fern toe, is what you're thinking of. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I figure if anything, one of those should Well, you got to count for the mast too, so you're gonna need like maybe a 5-inch. If the pipe is 4-inch in diameter, let's say, you might want to go 5-inch because you're gonna have to. It's got to go around the mast too, unless you can stretch it which should be even better, but you don't want to stretch it too much and have the rubber crack or anything. But I figure one of those should hold it down there pretty good.
Well, I'm looking around here online. You know, the silly part is, you know, for $30 I can buy something that's going to definitely work. But, man, Dave, I'm a machinist, and I could, you know, ain't work in a while, but the place it was at, there's so much steel laying around. I could whip up something for nothing, and, you know, in a half an hour. Just crazy. I got to spend money on this stuff.
Well, there you go. You said you're a machinist. You should have, regardless of the situation, you should have no problem coming up with something nice and easy and fast and cheap. You know, like the lucky thing, like I said, the good thing is, you know, them antennas have no weight to them. When I'm, you know, like trying to put up a ground plane antenna, CB antenna somewhere, you know, they got weight. And you're trying to get it onto the thing, and the antenna's swinging back and forth, and it's pulling the mast back and forth while you're trying to center it and whatever. And I'm figuring the antenna that you got there, these GMRS ground planes that have no weight to them, no swing. So maybe you can come up with something, man. Save yourself a few bucks.
Yeah. You know, the easiest one, I'm looking at one right now. All it is a piece of pipe with a slot cut down it about 4 inches that will fit over that vent pipe. Not over the vent pipe, but the vent pipe will fit into that slot, and there's a couple of bolts to lock it down.
Yeah, what's the tag on that? How much is it?
$35 for a $2 piece of pipe. Damn bolts probably cost more.
Yeah, all right. Well, you gotta do what you gotta do. 902 is pretty smart about that stuff too. Mounting, you know, coming up with a mounting idea. He probably has some stuff to do it with too. Like I said, you know, I mean, I'm just saying he probably. I'm not saying he does. The guy's got a lot of stuff. You know, odds and ends and scrap laying around here and there, and you know, he'd probably be able to figure something out too, but. Well, if you got to spend it, you got to spend it.
Well, you know, I'm gonna look around here. I just want to have everything ready to go, you know. But I'm in no rush. I'm not gonna rush out and just start buying things up. I'm gonna get time.
Yeah, Roger that. Where's your location at?
Between Gratiot and Brookbeck, just south of 696.
Yeah, you're not far from me at all. I'm right at Hoover and 696. Maybe we'd be able to go simplex. Who the hell knows?
Well, this time, if I get this antenna on the roof, I'd have to say to you absolutely, because, you know, we tried it with our setups a while back, I remember, and we couldn't make it happen. But if it was, I get something on the roof, you know, it's just, yeah, to go.
Yeah, that's what I figure if you're up on the roof. I'm not sure if it was you. But I remember I tried listening to somebody on Simplex, and I was able to hear them barely. I mean, really, I couldn't make them out, but I could hear their keying up. I think it might have been you. So, that's a thought. It'd be cool if we can go simplex, Manning, and, you know, just do whatever we want to do there. WSFZ 793 ID. But we'll see how it goes. So you got everything minus the mount and the PL-259 connectors, right?
Yeah, right. And some of that coax sealing tape. That's all. That's it.
Yeah. Well, when you talk to 902, ask him if he has any of that stuff before you go ordering it. He'll probably be out working about another hour, half hour or something. I had to turn off my sub band because if somebody keys up on Mount Clemens before you key up, then I can't hear what you're saying because the radio's on the Mount Clemens. Yeah, so I figured out how to shut the sub band on and off. I can do it by the microphone here. So, like I say, about a half hour, hour, he'll be home and try to be out there calling for me. When I go to Rust, when I'm done talking to you or whatever, I'll probably turn the sub band back on in case he wants to holler for me. But either I'll ask him or you can ask him and see, you know, ain't no need to order that stuff if he's got it.
Yeah, copy that. Got it. Also, what he probably has is a drill bit long enough to get through the, you know, both sides of the house.
Yeah, I believe he does because we had to use one of those to drill through the house to mount the generator hookup outside. Him and my brother did it. My brother's a licensed electrician. I believe 902 came over and brought the long drill bit, so I believe he has it, if I remember right. It's his drill bit. Real long one, super long one.
Yeah, right. Well, just in a sided house, so it's just wood. It's just wood. I don't know. There could be some old... you know, them old shingles they used to shingle houses with or whatever you call that stuff. That'd be probably the hardest thing it's got to get through.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, you'll sort it out when you get up there. You're not sure right now. And once you guys get up there or he gets up there, then he can assess the situation and then y'all can work from there. But yeah, I believe he has one of those. In fact, he should because he's done electrical too. He does plumbing and stuff, and so I know. I believe the drill bit that was used here to drill a hole through the walls to get the wires into the basement for the generator switchover. I seen the drill on the table with the long, super long drill bit. I believe it was his. So. That's cool. It'll work out, man. You know, once he gets assessed in the situation and he gets started, it'll go good.
Oh yeah. Just gotta make it happen. We'll get it done though. Yeah. Oh jeez. What else is going on? Anything new over there?
Nah, same old. I still ain't done nothing yet to the amplifier. I was looking at the ribbons, where I said maybe I'll unsolder them from the sub board and pull it out instead of going through all that main board pulling. But I gotta look here. I'm gonna need a steady hand to unsolder them ribbons. I'm not sure if my hand's steady enough. It just looks like, Jesus or somebody doesn't want me to get it fixed. But I've decided to go ahead and try to pull the ribbons. I'm signing the ribbons and pull the sub board off. I just think I'd around to doing it.
Yeah, copy that. Copy that. Well, like you said, don't go at it too crazy. Take your time and do it right, you know. Don't mess some ribbons up.
Yeah, Roger, I just can't understand why they didn't mount the pots on the other side of the board, you know, up, where if you pull the chassis up, they're right there in front of you. They got them mounted on the board, and then they're underneath the board. So you got to pull the whole board to get to them. And like I said, if you've seen the setup, how it's set up, you'd understand. But I really don't want to pull that whole damn main board off. I really don't want to go through that. But and then looking at it again, there's no guarantee, even if I pull the main board, that I'm going to be able to get it out of there. It's a tight fit. Everything's a tight fit. So I'm going to take a chance, and I'm going to try and do the ribbons. There's four of them. I think each one has six leads going through the board, and the solder joints are really dinky on them, and I'm gonna have to be like super careful. And, well, you know, just bing bang bong.
Yeah, copy that. Well, what if things get all screwed up out of hand? Can you buy a new subboard with the pots on it and the ribbon?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's kind of hard to, if I'm careful, well, of course I'm going to be, but just that my hand shakes, that's what I'm worried about. Trying to undo them with a shaky hand. I got to hold the solder sucker on one hand, the soldering iron in the other, and then, you know how it works. You hit the joint, as soon as it melts, you hit the button on the solder sucker and suck it up. You got to, with ribbons, you only got so much time. You overheat, and the plastic, the casing in the ribbon will start melting. You can make a mess if you're not Now, you know, on the other side of the coin, though, I could put it up here and start doing it, and everything goes smooth. You know, I'm just assuming the worst. You know, it could go smooth. I just have to make sure I don't overheat them or nothing. And the iron that I'm going to use my welder station. I'm not going to use my gun or nothing. I'm going to use my welder station. That's about a good 30-watt, 30-40-watt. That should be enough to heat them without, to melt them without going, without, you know, superheating everything else.
Oh, yeah, I would think so. I would think it's 8 or 10-watt pencil would do the job, really.
Yeah, Roger. Well, they're really small joints, so that's the thing. I thought, I'll just undo this and pull the board off. And then I was looking I thought there was three of them, three sets of ribbons. No, there's four. And each one has, I think, eight or ten joints on them, somewhere in there. So it's going to take me a little while, but like I said, what the hell, you know, this. What else would there be to do? So, just, I'm thinking, I'm already kind of tempted to put it up here and go grab my welder station and maybe mess around and see about, you know, maybe at least undo at least one set of ribbons and see how it goes there, okay?
Evening, Dave. WSFF 330.
Good evening, Kurt. Good afternoon. Good evening, my friend. How are you doing?
Oh,
not too bad. Just trying to get home.
Yeah, right there. Where you at?
695th and Bunner. This is West Sam's bus, so I was just trying to get home and hopefully you don't get caught up in any of this crap.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I don't want to jinx it. I got to say, though, this time of afternoon, that's usually when you're going to find all the happy traffic jams and everything. Now, you're in the rush hour. In fact, you're in early stages of, you should be in early stages of rush hour there, okay?
That's why I'm moving quick. Got about a quarter mile and get off the freeway at least. Yeah, just want to get home. I'm done. Already tired of the getting dark early crap.
Yeah, I can understand that. That's for sure. That is getting dark early stuff. But, you know, I mean, I'm sitting here and it's dark out and I'd be thinking to myself, well, it should be about midnight. I look at the clock and it's 8 o'clock. You know, it gets everything all screwed up, but what are you going to do? But, yeah, nothing to report here. Just hanging out and contemplating a few things and talking to Ralph over there, 946. And that's about it there, Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, ain't much going here either. Got some tinkering to do when I get home, and I see new toys coming in hopefully tomorrow. I got some, see if some stuff works. Be interesting.
Oh, yeah? What kind of new toys are we talking about?
Got some new things for the repeater, hopefully. But I won't know if it works until probably after the weekend, but I gotta see if I can get it to work. Could be interesting.
Yeah, could be. Is the repeater down or is it still working?
No, it's still working. I shouldn't even have to take it offline, so. But we'll know if it works.
Yeah, because sometime down the road here, I'm going to program that one into my sub band, take Mount Clemens out, program yours into my sub band, and start hanging out on that one. I just got to find out which of my friends out here can hit it and which of my friends can't hit it. And I'm hoping most if not all my friends can hit it there, okay.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get it raised any higher until probably spring now. Hopefully. We'll see. You know how jobs are. I'm waiting to hear from a job. You know, if I get that job, that changes everything. And what a nightmare.
Hey, what repeater are we talking about, guys?
I got a repeater that's a private repeater that's in Warren, well, Centerline, actually. You know, it's not huge yet. I'm working on it.
Yeah, I got it. I think I got it programmed in here. I, you know, I've dunked it once or twice, to be honest with you. And I hit it full bars. So I get a response, full response coming back on that first rash at the 396.
Yeah, I knew it worked out that way. I got family that lives over that way and checking it out every once in a while. But, you know, can only do so much with the time we got.
Kurt?
Yeah.
Didn't we do a Didn't we do a test on that on your repeater and talked on it while you went to work or something to see how far you get?
Yeah, I mean, it gets up to going towards the point. I think I lose it right around Cadieu and Mac. I know it gets out to Royal Oak really good. Probably 14 or 15 in Gratiot area, it still gets good. Yeah, I mean, I try to hit it whenever I'm out and about, see if I can tee it up.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I remember it's been a while, but I remember something about we tested it, and that's about right. So that's about where as far as it got out to, just inside the gross point limit, and then you started losing it, which is not bad, you know, it's just a stock repeater, no craziness done to it. That's not bad at all. My buddy Frank 902, he's out in Sterling Heights. He says he can hit it. I don't know off a handheld. I don't know. I haven't heard him do it, but I'm kind of hoping he can. But if he can't hit Detroit really good off that, well, then again, he says he can hit it. He says he can open it and go in, and we never tested it, though. I think maybe later, if I talk to him later this evening after work, I'm going to have him tee up on there. I want to see if he can hit it.
Roger that. I think we had Sherman. He was hitting it, I thought, around 17 in Van Dyke, too. Yeah, like I said, getting there. I was hoping to get it up about another 20 or 30 feet before winter, but yeah, that didn't happen. But I'm going to have to cut out here. I'm just pulling in. I got to unload the truck. So we will talk to you later, Dave. WSFF330. I'm going to be clear on your final.
All right, Kurt. I appreciate the key down, man. Always good talking to you. You know that. I got to check my email. I want to make sure that I sent you Ralph 946, then, if he's a, I remember you gave me the okay for Ralph, but I'm not sure if I sent you the email yet. If I did, I'm going to put it in and send it to you, and take it from there. Anyway, you have yourself a good evening, my friend, and we'll talk at you later. It sounded great through the repeater, too. No noise, no nothing through this one. So, anyway, have a good evening, my friend. WSFZ 793. And I'm listening.
WSIL 946 for IG.
Yeah, if anything goes down, man, they cut these repeaters. At least I got something I can bounce on, which is the Kurtz repeater. It's just I'm not sure if everybody I know out here can hit it. That I talk to normally out here, like, I don't know where am I going here? Am I falling asleep or what am I doing? I don't know if Alex can hit it or not from Farmington. It'd be nice if he could. And then, you know, well, like I said, it is what it is. We'll just see how things go.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm on eBay right now looking for a mount. I think I found what I'm going to go after. $13. Just a hunk of pipe, two threaded holes in the side of it, and there's a notch cut out both sides of the pipe. It'll slip right on the edge of that pipe and lock her down.
Well, there you go. I don't think you're going to do any better than that, $13, you know. I don't think you can do any better than that, you know, especially if it's made for mounting that mast. Yeah, come to think of it, it shouldn't need that big of a mast, man, like they use for ground planes, the CB ground plane stuff. What are those, an inch around or 2 inches around, something like that? I don't think you need that. That antenna's so light, it's probably a little piece of pipe should hold it up, but, you know, you got it going on, though. Like I said, I can't, you know, it's hard for me to picture your house and your pipe and all that other. I'm just trying to picture the pipe and something holding it up. So I think you got it on, you're on the right track there, okay?
Yeah, I think so. I'd have to assume that iron pipe coming out of the roof is pretty darn sturdy. I don't think you're going to move that around. The wind, you know, with the wind on an antenna, it's not going to move that thing around at all.
Yeah, Roger, for a small, I'm assuming for as small and as light and as thin as that antenna is, the stinger, the radiator and everything, as thin as it, I think it'd be, there'd be no wind load on it, very little wind load. I wouldn't worry too much about wind load. But, yeah, that's beautiful, man. That sounds good. It'd be cool if you put it up there and I'm able to talk simplex with you. That'd be kind of neat, too. I always wanted to talk simplex on one of these. I didn't got mine on the roof, though, and I don't have a base antenna to put on the roof anyway. So, it could be wishful thinking, whatever.
I don't know, Dave. With the leaves off the trees, we might be able to go simplex right now.
That's possible. Hang on, I got a phone call. Hey, Ralph.
Yes, sir.
What's up? Alright, so you're all set for 330's repeater then. You've got all the stuff there, Roger.
Hey, Roger that. That's the center line, right?
Yeah, I just looking some stuff up there. Get on my email here in a second, and I'm gonna send them your call letters and stuff. We agree. We have an agreement where anybody that I have that I give the PL phones to or whatever, going through his repeater, he wants me to send them the call letters and stuff. So, it's a fair agreement. But, if things start going really bad south, I'm going to make that my standby, my home repeater. Because I got a feeling, man, that, I don't know about Detroit, but I got a feeling Mount Clemens, he's just going to end up disconnecting it permanently, sort of, because it's so bad on there. Then they're going to make their way up to Detroit, and Detroit's going to end up disconnected too, so then we have nothing.
Yep, copy that. Well, do your thing. Maybe we'll jump on that repeater in a little while and see how it sounds for us.
Yeah, all right. I was kind of eyeing over behind me. I was looking at a few things my setup. I was thinking about raising that pie pin up, like, quite a bit with the antenna. I was thinking about raising it up a lot higher than what it is and seeing if it'll still work, or if there's any improvement or whatever the hell. I might get around to that. But all right, I'll catch you in a second, WSZ 793, and I'm quiet.
Alright, Dave, WSAL 946, I'm clear.
Roger that. Is that Sean out here?
Yep, just wanted to give you a quick update you can share. But there's a new machine being worked on as we speak for Detroit, so hoping it not only takes care of the random shutoffs, because that one's never really been shut off intentionally. It's just got a problem. So there's a new machine being worked on right now, and hopefully it'll kill two birds and it'll get rid of that motorboating sound as well. So got that coming soon, and I'm gonna keep, you know, keep them all up and running as long as possible. You know, so far it's pretty. You know, it's been limited enough to keep them running. So that's the goal, and try to keep them up and running. The intention. I just don't know where it's going to go, but like I said, so far I'm okay with leaving them running. You know, occasionally you turn them off and you get somebody that's just a big knucklehead, turn them off for a little while, but other than that, just hopefully cross our fingers, let them run, people can appreciate what they got.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, you know, I appreciate all the effort, or, you know, what you do. I appreciate you, you know, running them and doing what's got to be done. You know, I want you to know that. I'm not blaming you for anything if stuff gets shut down or whatever. I know I hear what happens on the other one, and, you know, I can't blame you sometimes. But all right, cool. Then if Detroit's going to be improved, that'll be great. Actually, it's a good repeater, even with the diesel noise. For my purposes, you know, even with the diesel noise, just some days the diesel noise is a little louder than usual. Sometimes there's no diesel noise, and then sometimes there's a little, and there's sometimes a lot. Yeah, I know the shutting down has nothing to do with you manually shutting it down there. But it's all appreciated there. That's cool. It'd be nice to have Detroit improved a little bit there, Roger.
Yep. So, the parts necessary to get the new machine up and running came in today or yesterday. I've been talking with the counterpart down there, so it's moving along. So, all right. Anyhow, I just wanted to kind of give you the update. Like I said, yeah, we really want them to run. You know, this is I think it's a good thing. Both machines. I'd even like to get back to a point where we could have at least some limited connections, but, you know, time will tell. All right. Anyhow, I just wanted to fill you in with that. I'm gonna break here, get out, we'll pick up some chow.
VRU 850. All right, Sean. Well, before you go, I just want to ask you real quick. Does Mount Clemens need work?
Yeah, it's nothing pressing. There's nothing really wrong with it except for the transmit power is down, and I think the antenna needs some work. So let me put it this way. There's room for improvement. And if there's room for improvement, I'd like to do it. But it's certain things got to fall into place in order for that to happen. So at this point in time, it's kind of on the bucket list, but there's nothing specifically planned.
Yeah, Roger that. I just was wondering, because I knew you said sometime back that it's what you just said now, the power's dropping on it and stuff. I just wondering. But okay, well, like I said, man, I mean it too, man. It's greatly appreciated on this end, the effort that you put forth to keep these machines running, man, so we can enjoy our hobby here, while those of us who enjoy it. But... anyway, my friend, you have yourself a good evening. Go on and get your child, man, and get your stuff together there. And we'll talk to you later, man. WSFZ 793, and I'm quiet.
All right, we'll catch you later. WRUU 850.
WSUU 202, thank you for your services.
Leave him alone, man. The man's hungry.
I wasn't expecting no reply. I was just saying thank you.
I know that, and I know he heard you too, yeah. Well, it is. I mean, you gotta give credit where credit is due. I mean, you know, he could just deal with all the crap going on. He could just easily shut him down and say, the hell with it. You know, so, but he tries to keep things going, man. Keep the things going for us, at least. You know, north of Mount Clemens, he has no control over, so you can't blame him for the upper ends being shut down. What you doing?
I had to go out and get a couple of tools ready for work, you know, and we kind of lost our, or he didn't remove a tool, so I had to go out and make another one, you know, that's all.
Well, that's a shame, that fine aluminum bar bus work you did, sending me the pictures. Over Alpha out there needs a mount for his, He wants to mount his GMRS antenna to one of the pipes on the roof. There's on pipes, man. Hook him up.
Yeah, I could do that. I heard you guys talking earlier because I was gonna send you a video about this guy doing grounding rods, right? But I didn't want to be a smart aleck, so I didn't send it to you. That guy that I built them bus bars for, man. He burnt that camper down, man, and Amazon ended up giving him $10,000, man.
Oh, wow. Oh, geez, they did, eh?
Yeah, them lithium batteries, man, there was a couple of them that had bad cells in them or something, you know, and it caught the camper on fire, so one person talked to another, yeah, and they sent him a check for $10,000, man.
Well, that's cool. Well, you know, that's cool in a way. I mean, I don't know what he lost in the camper fire, if anything of value or sentimental to him or anything, but, yeah, at least Amazon, you know, geez. You know, 10 grand is 10 grand.
I guess two of the batteries were refurbished, so that's what got him that. But, you know, he caught it, right? So it just kind of burnt the bed, but the worst part of it all is just the smell of the furnace through the whole camper.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. Plus, if the battery's smoking, if it was, man, you don't want to be breathing that stuff in. Stuff's nasty. But, yeah, that smell, too, that permeates the wood and everything. You get in there, and it'd be going to have a hell of a time getting that smell out of there.
Yeah, well, he learned then after that they make like an isolator to isolate them batteries, so if one cell goes, it doesn't ignite the one next to it, you know? So, hey, hindsight's 20/20, man.
Well, I've thought of that. I've seen these videos, you know, on YouTube and stuff of these EV cars and buses starting on fire. And, I just wondered to myself, you know, you think the battery makers, they can make some kind of like a wall between the cells or some kind of steel wall or something, you know, and to isolate. One battery lets go, it can't get to the rest of them. You know, the wall will protect them. But them lithium fires, man, they burn super hot. They're super hot. You could weld with them if you figured out a way. You know, so Well, that's what I was wondering. How come they don't build some kind of suppressor between the cells so that if one, you know, lets go, at least, you know, it's just going to be isolated to the one cell there, Raji?
Well, you know, I was just listening to what he said, but I think they do make ways to isolate them to stop that from happening. But I know, like, if the battery has 8 cells in it, if one goes, you put it out, then the next one starts up. You got to put that one out, and then the next one, you put that one out. And definitely water is not the key ingredient. You know, it's water cannot be used in those things.
Now, you can drop some things into a pool of water, and they'll burn under the water. They'll stay burning. Water is not the answer. They're still trying to come up with they're still trying to figure out a solution that'll put them out. Because once an EV, especially with EVs and stuff, or, you know, big size battery packs, you know, once some things start burning, there's, you know, you got a hell of a job trying to put them out. And water obviously doesn't work. I think foam, they tried foam doesn't work. And I think they're still trying to come up with some kind of solution that'll put them out. Because even if you did put it out, you know, it could be 2 minutes later, it could be a week later, the things will start back up again.
Well, here's the sensor, man, in my truck. You know, I have the start battery under the hood, but then in the back I have a lithium and an acid sitting right next to each other. So, oh boy, here we go, right?
Yeah, I hear you. Lithium batteries, man, is a good battery. Current-wise, you know, the supplying current and charge-wise. But they make me nervous. Even the little lithiums, like in my phone or stuff that I have here that have lithium ions in it. If I charge them, I don't put them on the charger and then go to bed or anything. You know, I don't put them on a charger and then go to bed and let them charge overnight. I don't do that. I put them on the charger, and if they're not charged by the time I go to bed, I unplug them and wait a little bit, make sure they're not heating up, and then go to sleep, and then the next day plug the charger back in. It makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, well, I got that power supply that me and you were talking about a while ago that I plug in when I'm at home, right, to keep the batteries up and keep my heater running out there. But when I get, you know, when I start the truck up, I just flip the switch and the alternator keeps the batteries in the back topped up just like it does with the start battery. So we can go to a job and I can turn a fan on in the back of my truck, a light, and I can run my cars and say, you know, pick up your house, and then we have the outlet for the garage door open there. There's one next to it, you know, they don't have outlets in the garage for somebody's house, you know, so I just plug everything in there and I can run my whole stuff at the job. I can run my cars and I can run my cars.
Yeah, right, that. Well, like I said, I'm just careful with, you don't have to be as careful with, nickel metal or the usual ones. Geez, I can't believe my brain's farting on me. NiCad. You don't have to be, or even lead acid batteries, you don't have to be as careful. It's just the lithium ion and the lithium polymer battery, especially the lithium polymers, man. They can be nastier than lithium ion if they decide to vent or light up. They can be worse than lithium ion. Like I said, they're still trying to come up with some kind of chemical solution that'll put them out, you know, and put them out good, you know, put them out. But it all depends, too. If you got a shorted battery,
you know, even if you put the fire out, as soon as you turn off the fire suppressant, it's going to light right back up because, you know, shorted batteries do that there. But, yeah, anyway.
Have to wrap them in a blanket, man. Some kind of stretched blanket or something. I don't know. I don't get mine hot, man. They don't even get warm. So, you know, I watch it, and if it starts, you know, just get a new battery. You know, I don't mess around with it, you know. I haven't had to buy a new battery yet. It's doing pretty good out there, both of them. So I just keep them updated, and I keep an eye on them, you know, to make sure I don't run them hard. But, yeah, if they come up with a blanket or something to put on them so they can, as long as they don't explode. And I got it vented out back there, so I'm good.
Yeah, as long as you're watching them, you're careful, you know. But you see videos on YouTube and stuff where, you know, the room or whatever, in a room or something with a security camera, you see there's nobody in the room and there's one video here where the laptop starts on fire. I guess it was charging and it started on fire, and you watch it through the security camera. The fire reaches the shelf above it, and then the shelf starts on fire, and it's fast too. Next thing you know, the wall's burning, and whatever's on the shelf, books and everything are burning, and you get yourself a major one. But hey, I'll be back in a minute. I gotta go see something here real quick. I don't hear the dogs moving around. I gotta go out there and make sure they're still alive. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, I'm on Netflix watching that abandoned old Western movie. Yeah, so I'm here, man. I'll talk to you later, Dave. WSDU 202 and we're clear.
Alright, no problem. WSOZ 793, I'll be back in a minute.
WRAS 504, monitoring channel.
WSFT 902. 973, you got it on?
Yeah, come on, 902. WSFZ 793.
Yeah, Sir Dave, what's happening, my brother?
Just sitting, chilling, hanging out. The usual stuff there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Did you get that fender up and running yet, or what's going on with that?
I'm getting there. I'm taking a break from it. I'm undoing the ribbons to the subboard. I got two sets of ribbons undone. I just got two more to undo, and then I can pull the subboard off, or, you know, the control board off, and do what it is I got to do.
So you got to pull them two electronic boards off to get to the spray them out, clean them up?
Yeah, you got your main board, the whole main board on the chassis. And then in the front, there's four sets of ribbons that come up to another board. That's the board with all the controls on it and everything, all the pots. But when they built it, the pots are underneath. They didn't put the pots on the top side of the board. It's on the bottom side of the board. So I figured it'd be easier. It's going okay. Just undo the ribbons and pull that board off rather than trying to pull the whole damn main board out of it.
You gotta go through all that just to put the spray up in there to clean up the knobs, right? You gotta do that just to clean the knobs out? That's insane, dude.
I know, well, that's what I've been trying to say, man. They got, and it's all crammed in there. The main board's a pretty big size board, and then the digital processing board's another board, but it has a ribbon going to the main. You pull the main, you don't have to pull the digital board. But it's a lot of work, so I'm just thinking, well, I'll just carefully undo the ribbons. And if I can, you know, get the ribbons undone, then I can take the board with the controls right out and clean them out. Yeah, they got it built so that the pots are underneath the board. And there's no way to get at them with the deoxys. There's no way to get at the pots at all. You have to take the board completely off. And there's either one or two ways. Undo the ribbons and, and pull the board up off, or undo the whole damn thing and take the whole damn inside board out. And looking at it, there's not even a guarantee that that big main board will come out. It's just, you got to look at the way I'm seeing it. And so I told myself, well, the hell with it. I'm just gonna, if I'm careful, take my time. Just undo the ribbons, man. And it's going to work out that way. That's the way it's going to work.
I mean, did you look up a manual on how to clean that, or did you watch a YouTube or anything? I mean, there's got to be a different way than what you're telling me. There seriously got to be. How would you maintain that? I just can't believe you got to go through all that just to spray the pots out.
Yeah, well, there's nothing on YouTube about it. Besides, just all you have to do is look at it. You know, if you were here, you know, I'd hand the chassis over to you. You take a look, you'd understand. You know, I don't know why they didn't mount the controls on the other side of the board up on top, where you just, you know, slide the chassis out, get the deoxin, pop, 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 pop. No, they got them mounted on the bottom side of the board. And you can't pull the board out because of the ribbons. You can't slide the board back and up and out, you know, connected to the ribbon still. It won't do it. So there's, like I said, you know, after I inspected it the best I can. There's only two ways to do it. And I don't even know if that main board will even come up out of there without finagling and fighting and everything. And the way the frame of the chassis is made. It's hard to explain, dude, but I mean, you know what I'm going to do? I think I'll put it back up here. I'll take a picture. I'll turn on all the lights. I'll take a picture and send it to you, and, you know, you can get an understanding.
WST-902 for identification purposes. Yeah, Dave, I'm going to YouTube it and see if there's another way of doing that, because that doesn't even make sense to me at all. You got to pull the boards out just to get up there and spray the socks in. I mean, even with that little extended tube, you can't get in there either, right?
Like I said, it caught me by surprise, too, when I first pulled the chassis out. I don't understand it either. I know what they had to, what they must have had to do is either, to when they built it, they put the main board in first and then put the control board in and soldered the ribbons, or they put the whole thing in as one unit. Because looking at the main board and everything, I'm not even sure if obviously it ain't going to pop right up out of there. I have to undo the jacks on the back, and then I have to undo like 8 or 10 screws. Then I gotta unplug the power transformer and everything from the main board. La la la, I ain't worried about that. I know where everything goes. But it looks like I'd probably be wrestling with the main board a little bit, trying to get it out. I'm gonna have to wrestle with it a little bit. It's really screwy, man.
Yeah, hang on 1 second. I'm YouTubing this right this second. I'll get back with you in 2 seconds.
Yeah, Roger that, man. I'm sitting by.
Hey, Dave, 2-2-9.
What's up?
Hey, you were talking about Ralph and his antenna, man. That antenna you saw, I think it's the same one I have. The PD, that's anything. I got a pile of it sitting over here.
Yeah, we should let Ralph know then, if you want. I'll be back in a minute. I'm being paged. WSZ 793, I'll be back.
Yep, I'll listen for him. WSZ 202, I'm okay.
Good evening, everybody. This is WSET 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
257, how you doing? This is WSJF 896, only in mobile here for a minute, but just wanted to shout out and say hello.
How's it going there, 896? Just heading home from the office here, so doing good now. Over.
Yeah, things are going real well. Just been busy, all sorts of new on-the-job training and stuff like that, so, or onboarding type training, so lots and lots of videos and modules and stuff I got to work through.
Roger that. That's always the fun part. On a side note, yeah, I guess you and Alex let me know whenever you boys want to meet up and get those antennas. I'll try to throw them up at some point. I got a rough tune on them, but I'll double check them to make sure they're good to go. Over.
Yeah, no, sounds good. I appreciate it. I'm tied up all weekend, but I get off Sunday morning. Maybe I'll shoot you a text message or something during the day or in the evening one night next week.
Roger that. Sounds good. I'll be standing by. This is WSET 257.
Copy that. And WSJF 896 arriving at my final destination. It'll be clear.
Station, you're not quite making it through there. Something's breaking the squelch, so that's about it. WSET 257. Got no copy on that there, station. I could make out a little bit of voice modulation in there somewhere, but mostly static. I don't know what's going on, but you're not making it in. Over. Is that you?
WSOZ 793 is listening.
Well, howdy ho, Dave. This is WSET 257, just saying hi.
Oh, boy. Good evening, 257, man. How are you this nice evening?
Hi, I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. I know I'm from the office, so I'm doing good now. Over.
It's been a while, man. I just got done, me personally here. I just got done knocking back a couple chili dogs, and I'll probably chill out the rest of the night and just go where it goes there, Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm about to wrangle up some food as soon as I pull on the drive here in about 2 seconds myself. So I'll let you go, sir. This is WSET 257, and I'll be clear.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I appreciate the key down. I sure do. Appreciate you reaching out and saying hello, man. Always appreciate it. Sounding good through the repeater, too. Nice and clean and all that other good stuff there, and it's great talking to you, man. We'll hopefully we'll talk again. You want to get yourself some chow in there and relax, and you know how it goes there. and I'll talk to you later, my friend. WSOZ 793, quiet. Man, it feels like them chili dogs are trying to kick back now.
You know what they say, don't trust a fart.
No, it hasn't got to that point yet.
Give it time. It'd be a bad time, too. You know, about 4 or 5 hours into a night's sleep. Whoa.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes. I just, I just feel like they're trying to kick back a little bit. But no big deal. I'll survive. I always have.
Praying for you, man. I am.
I appreciate that.
WSAL 946 IG.
The SFT-902. Might as well make it an off there, sir.
I can hear you in there, Kevin. Barely. I can make out your voice. Not hit Detroit too fabulously. Dave, could you take some scissors?
I set the chassis down and made my supper and now I'm just waiting for the motivation to come back.
Yeah, good luck with that. Have chili dogs. I don't know if it's possible to get some motivation after something like that.
Yeah, it's coming close to my bedtime and stuff, and it's all right. I got to take my time with this, man. I can't rush it anyway. Hey, 902's on McComb if you want to talk to him.
You should be able to hear me up in here. WSFT 902, you should be able to hear me.
If he's on Detroit, no, he's running split VFO like I am. He'll have to go over to Mount Clemens to hear you.
Oh, shame, 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 shame. You don't have a split VFO? That's not good.
No, he has the same radio as I have. He just got a... He just got to turn on his sub band and, started, performance there, hey, Ralph. Copy, Ralph.
Mr. Ralph, are you out there?
Yeah, bud, you there.
Yeah, Ralph, you got to split your VFO. Put one on Mount Clemens and one on Detroit. And that's that way you can kind of hear what's going on in both of them. That's how me and Dave been talking because he can't get up here on Mount Clemens. So, and I come through powerful more on Mount Clemens than he does. So, but yeah, take your VFO on your first channel, put it on Detroit, and your second channel on Mount Clemens, and you should be able to pick up Dave like I do. So.
Yeah,
yeah, sure. When you want to get it done, we gotta get it before it gets too snowy. I can tell you that. Yeah, Ralph. For some reason, you're coming in like real staticky. Normally you come in crystal clear. I don't understand that one. But yeah, I mean, if you need an antenna put up, I told you I'd help you. I don't have an issue with that. As long as there ain't snow on the roof, I don't feel like falling off a roof. Are you copying me there, Ralph?
Maybe you guys should try, like, Troy or 330's repeater and see if you come in any better. I know, Ralph, I'm having trouble here, and I'm over here, too.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. Normally, he's, like, crystal clear. I don't know what's going on with him, but he said he needs an antenna put up. You know, I could probably do it Saturday or Sunday. He's got to let me know when. Get a hold of him on the phone. See when he wants it done. I got to do something Sunday for my neighbor, but that's not until the afternoon. But, yeah, figure it out.
Yeah, well, we talked about it earlier today. We were talking about it for a while. He's still got a couple parts that he ordered that are still on their way. They should be here, though, next day or so. And it's nothing to it. The roof, the vent pipe, he's got to want to mount the antenna to the vent pipe. He's got the mounting stuff, and you got to, he wants to help or have you, whatever, mount the antenna and then drill a hole through the house or wherever he chooses and run the coax. So you got that, you're the one when they did the electricity out here, the switch box outside, you're the one who had the super long drill bit, wasn't that you?
Yes, sir, Dave, I got all that. He needs a hole poked in. It all depends on the size of the cable. We don't want to make too big of a hole. But, yeah, we can caulk it back up and do whatever we got to do. It's not an issue with me. I just don't want to have snow and ice on the roof, but I'll get up there. I got piece ladders, so I can throw them in the back of my truck. That's not an issue. And then I do have long feeler bits where if he points a finger at a spot where he wants me to drill a hole out, I don't have an issue with it. I could drill it out. So whatever he needs done, not an issue. No biggie deal. And then while I'm out there, I can take a look at his boiler too. So kind of knock off two birds with one stone. Get them all tight and right for the winter. So, yeah, get a hold of him on the landline because he's coming in, like, real dirty with me here. I'm not really picking him up. But next time you talk to him, just let him know. Saturday or Sunday, give me a time. Saturday, I got to work. I think I'm working till like, probably 2 o'clock, somewhere around that time period. If not Saturday, we can do it Sunday. So it's not a biggie deal, as long as he gets the material in there, whatever he needs. He needs to let me know what day, and I'll throw a vacuum on there, and I have all my my other stuff to kind of go through his boiler. I always keep that with me, so that's not an issue either. So get a hold of him, let him know. You know, not a problem. I can take care of it. So.
Well, I copy you now, Frank.
Ah, there you are. Now you sound clean, too. Yeah, like I just told Dave. No problem. Yeah, I got different size hole bits to get through. Especially if it's got an end on it. You know, we want to kind of keep it down to that size. We don't want to go too big and make a big hole in there. And then we can seal it up with some good silicone or something. Get that tight and right. And then as far as the other stuff, just got to let me know what day. I think I'm working till like 2 Saturday. So anytime after that, say like 3-ish, got to give me time to get down there. I'm working on 15 in Van Dyke area this week. But, yeah, whatever you want. You get the material, make sure you got the material in, and just give me a call.
Yeah, copy that. Well, it's going to have to come from Amazon, so I'll see what I can do. So I still got to get a mount if I can't get it here by the weekend. I don't know. I'll be tight.
Yeah, all right, roger that. I said the thing is, let's see, what was it supposed to be? I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday we're supposed to get another snow flurry, so we kind of want to get that before that, because I just don't want to be up on a roof with the snow. That's my only issue. I just don't want to fall off the freaking roof and not be able to work for a while. I don't have no issues getting on a ranch house. I could do that in my sleep. If I was a colonial, I'd have a little bigger issue with it, but a ranch, I could do that in my sleep, and I don't have no real issues with that. They're usually not a big pitch on a ranch. But like I say, you can just get the materials, and then we'll figure it out from there. And I do have feeler bits. I can get through a wall. I don't have an issue with that. And what else? That's about it. And then I just have to bring my vacuum and then my meter, check out your boiler, make sure everything's up to snuff on that, and do a quick clean out on it. And we'll be good to go.
All right, bro. Well, I'll keep you posted. I'm gonna order something up here in a little while. I found it shouldn't be a problem. Anyway, thanks.
Well, if not, we could always jump to Ace Hardware and we could figure something out too, you know, so that's not an issue. I mean, just something to hold it on there. I do have zip ties and stuff like that to get you through for a while. If we had to, we'd take the antenna and I can zip tie it to your vents back there. Roger that. Hey, Ralph.
Yeah.
Ask him about the ladder.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to bring a ladder, too. All I got is a 6-foot, painter's ladder. That's just what I got. So you're going to need a short extension, probably.
Yeah, Ralph, that's not a problem either. I got a thing they call piece ladders or painter ladders. I bought them years ago. I think there's 6 pieces. I can get up 3.5 stories, so I ain't worried about that. I could bring 3 pieces of ladder out there and get up on anything you got. I got a ranch here where I'm living at, and three pieces gets me up there, or even 3.5 pieces. It gets me up to the second story of any house, so I don't have an issue with that. I do have piece ladders that'll fit in the back of my truck. And like I said, I do have zip ties, so if we can't find some type of mounting system, I got these plastic zip ties that I use to fasten flex pipe to takeoffs for HVAC, and we could use a couple of them plastic zip ties to hold you over until the spring. That's not an issue either. If you can't find nothing, you can't order nothing, we could use zip ties on it. It's not a big deal. They'll hold up through the winter.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I'd hate to have to do it for you. Anyway, let me get on Amazon here, see what I can get. I'll get with you probably tomorrow, I would guess.
All right, Ralph, that's not an issue. Just get with Dave on the phone and get an address and a phone number. And like I said, we'll pick a date Saturday or Sunday. Like I said, I'm probably going to get off work probably about 2-ish. And it'll probably take me a half hour to get over there. So I'm working on 15 in the Van Dyke area. So it's not a big issue.
All right, man, sounds good. I kind of like this cross-channel stuff. As long as it's quiet, it seems to be working real well for us.
Well, like I said, I tried explaining that to Dave, and he didn't think it would work, and I'm like, it's going to work, and it works. So, I mean, he comes good, clean on Detroit, and he could hear me. I'm on Clemens better than when if I get on Detroit, he can't hear me. So this kind of works out pretty good. So anyhow, yeah, get with Dave, get an address and a phone number, tell Dave the time, you know, if you want to make it Saturday or Sunday. Like I said, I'm usually work until about 2-ish, and I'll throw my peace ladders in the car, have them in there, and then like I say, I do have zip ties. We can zip tie it. I ain't worried about getting up there twice. That's not a big deal to me. So.
All right, Frank. I'm gonna look into a mount, so see if I can get something here quick and fast. Yeah. I'll get with Dave and get my number and my address and stuff. He's got it, actually. I don't know about my address. He's got my number. But, I forgot about the furnace, the boiler thing. Yeah. All right, we'll talk.
I'll be back in a minute, Ralph. Good enough. WSFT 902. I'm going to be standing by for a little bit. Dave, I'm sorry I didn't get back with you right away. You got me up on that YouTube looking at stuff up, and I ended up looking into all the effects on these amps and all the modeling and the effects and all that, and I kind of got lost in a couple of them YouTube things, so that's kind of what I was doing.
Well, it ain't no big thing, man. It's all right, man. Do what you got to do. I sent you a picture of the chassis. I don't know if you blow it up and understand where I'm talking about there. I'll be back in a sec. I got to go grab me a glass of milk and a cookie. I'll be right back.
All right, roger that, Dave. Like I said, the first one I looked up was they had to fix the capacitor on one of them, and I kind of seen what it looked like. But I'll look at your picture and blow it up, and I kind of get what you're talking about now, because I've seen the ribbons and the double boards, and it does look like a nightmare.
Yeah, it sure does. All right, very good. Be right back.
I said now, WS1502, I'll be listening.
ZM493 requesting radio check.
It's working 283. Hey, Ralph, is he still out there? I'm off the bed now.
Hey, what's going on, Dave? I'm out here.
Just want to say goodnight, man. Good talking to you. I'm glad you're doing all right. I'm getting ready to go to bed, man. I'm gonna hit the bed.
Alright, man. Yeah, good talking. Yep, good night. There's a bunch of songs, so yeah. Alright, WXIL 946. You have a good one, man.
Roger that, and you do the same, my friend. Catch me later. WSOZ 793, I'm shutting down.
202 to 946.
Hey, what's up, 202?
Hey, Ralph, what's going on? Hey, heard you guys talking about your antenna install.
Yeah, I just now ordered a mount to go right to one of my vent pipes on the roof.
Hey, Roger, Dad, if you need any mast pipe or anything like that, man, I got a pile of it over here.
Well, I need to get a probably a good 8-10 foot piece of pipe. That I don't have. I didn't get a figure that, you know. If I tried to order that on Amazon, it cost a fortune. I just hit the hardware and grab one.
Yeah, I have 20 foot sections over here. We've got whatever size you want, man.
Well, you know, I can't pick it up. I got no way of doing it. You'd have to drop it off here for me. If I hit the Home Depot and get my neighbor here maybe to go with me to get that. That's how that goes.
Yeah, I got a box truck, man. I can drop it off. There's no problem with that at all, man.
Well, yeah, that sounds good, man. Let me do the math. You know, Dino, too, was thinking this weekend he'd get this up on the roof for me, but don't look like I'm going to have the mount. I'm going to have the mount by the weekend, so it's probably going to be the following weekend if he's got time. You know, but yeah, I'll let you know. Let me do the measurements, see what I'm thinking. I'm thinking 8 foot probably good.
Yep, whatever it is, whatever you need, man. I got it over there. I got plenty of it, man.
All right, man. I'll let you know. Thanks. I'm gonna get cooking here. I'm gonna do a little bake. I got some fish, not fish sticks, but fish. I'm gonna bake up a little fish here and butter it up and call it a night.
All right, Ralph. Eat good, man. WSU 202, and we're clear, man. Have a good night, buddy.
All right, thanks, Ralph. WSAL 946, I'm clear.
Yes, he's staying, he wants to stand by.